Hi, my name is Hyuk-jun Kim, and I am a PhD student in Sungkyunkwan University. And I will introduce our work, SHRD, SHLD, Improving Spatial Locality in Flood Storage Accesses by Sequentializing in Host and Randomizing in Device. From now, I call this SHLD as a SHRD. This research is co-authored by my advisor professor, Dong Kun-sin, and Yoon-ho Jung, Kyung-ho Kim from Samsung Electronics. So SSD is definitely faster storage comparing to hard disk drive, but SSD still shows better performance at random write pattern comparing to sequential write. We measure the performance of various commercial flash storage devices from eMMC to NVMe SSD. As the graph shows, random write is much slower than sequential write. This is not only from resource constraint device, but also SATA SSD or NVMe SSD suffer from the performance gap between random write and sequential write. Then, why random write is slower than sequential write? We can consider three reasons: request handling overhead, and garbage collection overhead, and then mapping table handling overhead. First is request handling overhead. Typical random write pattern has small I/O size, while sequential write pattern has a larger I/O size. So the random write worker will send many requests to the storage, and they will cause more request transfer and then interrupt overhead. There are many solutions for this problem, such as packet command or interrupt coalescing or backtard I/O. Then the second reason is the garbage collection overhead. Random write generates mixed blocks with hot data and cold data. So the invalid pages can be dispersed, and then the garbage collection overhead will be high. For this problem, hot and cold separation or incremental garbage collection or background garbage collection technique can be useful. The last and unsolved problem is the mapping table handling overhead. The page level mapping, FTL, can provide high performance, so most of the commercial devices adopt this scheme. But page level mapping requires a large size of DRAM to maintain a fine-grained mapping table. A 4-byte mapping entry is required for 4 kilobyte pages. So, for example, a terabyte flash storage requires 8 gigabytes of internal DRAM memory to maintain the mapping table. So, the demand loading FTL, called DFTL, can reduce the size of a mapping table with on-demand map loading scheme. But DFTL has a high mem loading and overhead for random write workload. This is DFTL, and DFTL maintains a small map cache at DRAM memory, which has only a part of entire mapping table. So DFTL can show a good performance if the workload has a high locality. This is because, firstly, the map cache is based on LRU, so they can be considered temporal locality. So, and the secondly, DFTL loads and unloads mapping entries in the unit of flash page. So as the figure shows, a single map page contains multiple contiguous mapping entries, so sequential write pattern will get the benefit from it. However, DFTL is vulnerable for random write workload because of its low temporal and spatial locality. So random write workload will cause high mem miss rate and so mem loading overhead. So one of the solutions to solve this random write workload problem is to use a local structured file system called LFS. LFS only generates sequential writes due to its append-only write scheme. But there are several drawbacks of LFS. First, when the storage is full with logged data, LFS need to reclaim the log space by cleaning. During the cleaning, host file system must copy many valid pages. So many pages will be transferred between host OS and the storage device. And there are other problems too, such as windowing tree problem and large metadata size for supporting the out-of-place update scheme. Additionally, the data blocks of a file may be fragmented after update operation, which will reduce the sequential read performance. So then our question is, can you remove this copy of a error pass? And we think, yes, there is a possible solution. SSD maintains a mapping table between logical address and the physical location. So SSD can move the logical address of a page without an explicit copy operation, as shown in this example. We call this technique as address remapping. Address remapping modifies only the mapping table on target data rather than copying the actual data. This idea is already adopted by several studies such as MBIL and SHARE. So we think this address remapping technique can be used to reclaim log space. Then, which layer is suitable for implementing the address remapping? We implemented an append logging scheme at the block layer rather than file system or application layer. Rather than append logging entire space, we reserve a part of logical address space as a temporal log area. And then append the data on this log area while most of the storage is managed with in-place same as before. Then if log space needs reclaim, we do remap the logged data in the reserved area to the original location. From this, our system can utilize the legacy file system and application while takes the benefit from sequential write pattern. And then let's talk about our system, Shroud, sequentializing in host and randomizing in device. As figure shows, sequentializing in host means host OS stores random write requests into reserved local area as a sequential write request. And randomizing in device means when the host OS tries to reclaim the log area, SSD only modifies the mapping table to change the log address from temporarily written address to original address. As mentioned, Shroud works on the device driver, so any file system or any application can be used without any change. Then let's see the behavior of Shroud by example. The storage area of Shroud is separated into normal area and log area. Normal area is visible to the file system, while reserved log area is only visible to the device driver. When multiple random write requests are requested into the storage by Shroud, Shroud device driver merges and writes the random writes into log area as a sequential write. And Shroud maintains a host level redirection table between temporal address and original address, which are called as TLPN, temporal logical page number, and OLPN, original logical page number. And then storage writes the data into NAND flash memory and change the device mapping table with TLPN. So the random write request can be modified to the sequential write while file system or application don't need to concern about that. Shroud logs the data into temporal location and maintains the mapping table of that. So when the redo operation is requested, Shroud device driver needs to search the host redirection map table to check whether the data is in the log area or not. As figure shows, if the redo request is requested into LPN 32, we firstly check the host redirection table. And because the data of LPN 32 is logged into the temporal location, LPN 1024, so Shroud device driver will redirect the redo operation into LPN 1024 rather than 32. Then we can read corresponding data at the LPN 1024. When the log area is exhausted, Shroud device driver reclaims the log area using remap command. From the figure, when the remap command is requested on the LPN 1024 to 1027, then device driver sends the remap entries to the storage. When storage receives the remap command, FTL changes the corresponding mapping entries to OLPN. After remap command is finished, then corresponding entries on host redirection table will be deleted, and the data can be accessed via OLPN rather than TLPN. And then our primary goal was reducing the map loading overhead by Drud. So our question is, can we really reduce the map loading overhead with Drud? In case of sequentializing, because we change the random write into sequential write, the map loading overhead will be gradually reduced. But how about randomizing? Remap modifies the mapping entries of sequentialized pages to their original location. So the problem is this original location is scattered to the entire storage. So the corresponding mapping entries also scattered to multiple map pages. So when you remap with time order, which is same as a sequentialized order, then we might need to route and unroute mapping entries same as random write pattern. So in this case, the shard only delays map routing overhead rather than solve the overhead. So we do OLPN ordered remap. As figure shows, time ordered remapping entries requires 8 map loading and unloading to handle remap commands. But when we send OLPN ordered remapping entries, as right figure shows, then we can reduce the map loading overhead to the 5 because multiple map entries are in the same map page. So it means that we enhance spatial locality at randomizing period. And then to support Shroud on the real SSD device, we propose two special commands, TWrite and remap command. TWrite means temporal write, and this command is composed with two addresses, TLPN and OLPN. Because TWrite is a sequential request by a log area, TLPN can be represented as a start address and the page count n. But because every page must have its corresponding OLPN, multiple OLPN must be sent as an array whose size is page count n. This OLPN will be stored at the out-of-band area or physical page of NAND flash memory, and this OLPN will be used at the garbage collection and the power recovery. TWrite sends multiple random write requests as a merged single request, so it can be similar to the pet command with multiple random write. Then remap command is composed with m multiple pairs, and the pair contains OLPN and TLPN. As mentioned, remapping entries are sorted based on the OLPN, so Shroud can improve spatial locality. And remap command changes mapping table from TLPN to OLPN with these remap entries. So until now, I briefly explained about Shroud scheme, and more details are described in our paper. And then implementation. We implemented the Shroud scheme at the Linux kernel and real SSD device. Shroud device driver is implemented in Linux kernel 3.17.4 by adding kernel module at the SCSI device driver layer. Because HostOS maintains host redirection table, it requires about 1 megabyte of additional memory area for 64 megabyte reserved log area. SSD device part of Shroud is implemented on our prototype SSD, which is modified version of the commercial SATA S3 SSD from Samsung Electronics. We implemented DFTL and Shroud FTL at inside of SSD firmware, and Shroud FTL supports TWrite and remap commands. And the resources in the SSD can be are configurable at our prototype SSD to test various testing. So from now, I will show the experimental result of Shroud. First one is random write performance under different map cache size. The left graph shows the bandwidth of DFTL and Shroud, and right graph shows map loading per page I/O request of DFTL and Shroud. And we run a PyO random write benchmark at 32 gigabyte logical address space. So when the size of a map cache is 32 megabytes, then the entire mapping table is reside in the map cache. So it's same as full page mapping. Then as left graph shows, the bandwidth of DFTL as small map cache size is extremely low. And as the size of map cache is increasing, we can see that the bandwidth is also increasing. So we can say that random write performance of DFTL is dependent on the size of a map cache. The bandwidth of Shroud, on the other hand, is much higher than DFTL. This is because Shroud reduces map loading overhead, as right graph shows. Moreover, we can see that Shroud shows steady performance regardless of map cache size. This is because Shroud improves the spatial locality by reordering the request at the log area. We also run various real workload benchmarks. The graph is normalized to DFTL, and cache size is 5% of entire workload space. Random write dominant workloads such as TPCC or YCSB or PostMark should outperform DFTL because we can get the benefit from sequentializing. But in case of sequential write dominant workload, file server, or read dominant workload, BAML, Shroud has small gains on the performance, but still better than DFTL. And then in this slide, we compare the Shroud performance at different file system, EX4 and app2fs. We tested random write performance at EX4 and app2fs file system, and because we want to see the performance when the file system is highly utilized, so we aged both file system. So as graph shows, EX4 with DFTL shows better. EX4 with DFTL shows bad bandwidth on random write workload, but in case of app2fs, the bandwidth is much higher than EX4 because app2fs appends the data into log area. However, from 40 seconds, we can see that the bandwidth of app2fs slows down to about 70%. This is because app2fs starts SSR. SSR means select space recycle, and it is a kind of threaded logging of RFS. So in case of SSR, app2fs starts to generate random writes. So the bandwidth is degraded because the write pattern of app2fs is no longer sequential. But when using Shroud on app2fs, the graph shows that the performance of app2fs is enhanced about 20% at highly utilized case. This is because Shroud improves the spatial locality of app2fs at SSR. But the more important thing is, EX4 also shows similar performance to app2fs when using Shroud, because Shroud improves the spatial locality of EX4 workload. In addition, sequential read performance of EX4 is much higher than app2fs because EX4 stores the file data with considering its file offset, while app2fs stores the data through arrival time. So if we use EX4 with Shroud, we can expect comparable random write performance to app2fs, and also better performance of sequential read performance. Then conclusion. Shroud is an address remapping technique to transform random writes into sequential write at the block device driver. And Shroud restores the original address without additional copy overhead by using the characteristics of flash storage. Moreover, we solve the power recovery and garbage collection issues when doing address remapping. Shroud improves 30 times better than DFTL at small map cache, so we will be able to reduce DRAM memory inside SSD drastically. Then, thanks for listening, and if you have any questions, I will answer about that.
Hi, it's Michael from University of Chicago. Great work. I have a question about the remap command. Yeah. Is there any overhead for that command?
Yeah, actually, current implementation of our remap command has some overhead. That's true, but we have some additional slide to explain that. In case of this grep, the red dot is Strut and the black dot is DFTL. We do mixed workload read and write. So this red dot is shows that every 2 seconds, the red dot is highly up to the same as the black dot. This is because remap command is doing the command remap job. But in case of this, also the latency of the red dot is better than black dot. So in this case, we consider that this is ignorable because it's still better than DFTL. But we think this remap command is, the overhead of the remap command also can be improved when we use other storage interface, because we currently use SATA interface, so we have some difficulty to do remap command at this SATA interface.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, yeah. This is Liang Shi from Chongqing University. Yeah. Okay, I have two questions for you. I think this work is great, but my question, the first question is, you need to maintain a host level mapping table, right?
Yeah.
So this table should be maintained in the DRAM of the system.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Maintained in the main memory. So did you do approaches to make sure it is persistent it is, should be periodically write back to the flash memory?
Did you mean the reliability of the mapping table?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's the good question. And actually, because we send OLPN at the writing, so we, at the writing pace, we already send the OLPN to the storage. So we store the original logical page number at the out of bander area. So if we, the power is off at the sudden power off situation, we also can recover the OLPN with this out of band area. So we don't need to maintain the host redirection table. We can recover that with this out of band area address.
Okay, but I think this will be another issue here, because if you maintain all of the logical page number in the OOB,
yeah,
the recovery cost will need to scan all the space of the SSD to reconstruct the data, the mapping table of the host side.
Yeah, yeah, that's also a good question, but we the details in the paper, so simply mention that, and we separate the load block to the original data block, so we only need to scan the load block at that time, so we can reduce the size of scanned need to scan block at the recovery pace.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I have the second question.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Because you need to do remap after the host system need to remove the host side table. You need to do remap to reconstruct the table in the controller side, right?
Yep.
So this table is different from the DFTL. The DFTL construct the table only need to maintain the physical page number, but you need to maintain the logical page number and the physical page number in the same table.
Yeah, yeah.
So the mapping table of this work is double of DFTL, right?
Yeah, that's right. But actually, you mentioned double the map is right. Reside in the host OS system. So first of all, host OS has much enough memory than the storage size. And the second thing is that we only need to maintain the small part of local area as this double mapping table. And entire mapping table is managed with same as the DFTL. So it can be ignorable, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.